This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
K100 with Tony the Disco is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and the NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. The Run Wild was one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be
thumping. Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking.
Through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up and the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Karma del momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, you'll get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be dropping.
So let's get to the middle this week. And we've got a lot of Patreon submissions here. So I'm already worried that there's going to be a lot of stupid questions in here because our Patreons have not been bringing it like I thought they would. Right off the bat, is Eddie Gonzalez from Beagle Pass, Texas. Question for all three. Favorite cartoons as a kid? Have a great day, and hopefully Conan has a new charity. How old are you, Conan? Were you 59 or 60?
60.
I'm 56. And how old are you, Joe?
42.
And this guy wants to know what favorite cartoons were as a kid. I'll answer this. Godzilla, Star Godzilla. Blazers, Star Blazers, and Bugs Bunny were my favorite. What do you call it? Cartoons.
That was it.
That's it. Those are my favorites.
When I was a kid, they ran like Looney Tunes. I think it was on TNT every night or something. So I watched all the Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny and Daffy and shit that I could. But stuff that came out when I was a kid, I watched the Ninja Turtles, He-Man, Thundercats, Animaniacs.
Let's just keep this short, Joe. I don't think a lot of people give a rat's ass what cartoons you watch as a kid. So what were your three favorites?
Conan, I basically just named four. So
okay, what about you, Conan?
Is there anything else you wanted to name?
Oh, no. I was done.
What about you, Conan?
Bro, I'm old school. So I watched all the Looney Tunes, Merry Melodies, all that shit until they broke kayfabe. Remember when they got in line and they were all like a villain and that guy?
The wolf, was it the wolf and the sheepdog? And then at the end of the day, they'd punch out on the time clock?
No. Remember they had this dance? They had all the Merry Melody characters. And they were all mixed together. Like when WWE did that song, and you had the heels and the baby faces singing along and shit. Remember that?
Yep.
It was like that. So anyways, that got heat with me. Scooby-Doo was huge with me. Fat Albert. Did you ever see that? That was great.
You know what wasn't great? The Fat Albert movie. I was randomly watching some YouTube clips. A clip popped up of clips from the Fat Albert movie. What a terrible movie that was.
Was it animated or was...
No, it was an actual movie, like real life. And it was atrocious. Absolutely horrific. Yeah.
Let me see. Maybe you saw this one, Disco. The Jetsons.
Yeah.
The Flintstones.
Yeah.
Speed Racer.
Yeah.
The Archies.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that shit.
I never heard of this, and actually Kenan Thompson played Fat Albert, Conan, Saturday Night Live, dude.
Really? Kind of looks like it.
All right, the next one is controversial because it brings up what I just talked about. It's from Kevin. Gentlemen, last week I wrote in with the Patreon submission that was dubbed, quote, a stupid question, unquote, by Disco. It was in regards to anyone ever tried out for the business that was disappointed that it wasn't a shoot. Let me clarify my question. I've heard multiple interviews with older wrestlers claiming they weren't smartened up to the business initially. Sometimes not until their first match. If those statements are true, then it's not fair to believe that someone may have thought they were joining the shoot sport. I'm not talking about today or even 20 years ago. I'm talking about when Conan entered the business and before. In the days of kayfabe, it still seems plausible this could have occurred. If this is still a stupid question, apologies. That's Kevin from California. A lot of the old school trainers, like, you know, like 10, 20 years before me, wouldn't smarten the guys up. They would just stretch them.
Right.
You know, and, yeah, but there
so
were,
I'm going to give you up because I lived it, and this question is down my alley. So I think what Disco thought was like the last 20 years is like, come on, we're tough enough and all this shit. You know, the genie's been let out of the bottle. But when I broke in 1000%, I remember one of the first times I went into a dressing room when I was first thinking about getting into the business in Tijuana, there was this local grizzled, you know, tables in my day were made for eating on. I can't believe they're breaking them and shit like that. This motherfucker, I said, it's wrestling wheel. And his name was Sargento de la Muerte. I'll never forget it. And he challenged me to a fight to see if it was real or not in the dressing room. That wouldn't happen today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like back then, when I first broke in, the first week I was in, they fractured my hip. And they fractured my wrist. As a matter of fact, I went with two other Cuban guys that were in the military. One guy was a Marine, one guy was in the Navy, and they both said, fuck this shit. But I just, you know, I loved it and I wanted to do it. But you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even back then, I still remember Disco Meltzer. If you mentioned his name, you got mega heat.
Oh, yeah.
And there were wrestlers that wanted to beat him up on site.
Yeah.
Like that showed you how much the business has changed.
Right. This is from Alejandro Figueroa. Do you guys have any ideas for any angles you'd like to see WWE get to be the suburb? Not sure where to go with the Cody after fighting the arguably third biggest name in the company until his clash with The Rock or rubber match with Roman. Well, I think we're going to be heating up coming up in the next month or so. After I don't know what they're doing with Priest and Drew at the Clash at the Castle, because I don't know. Did you watch Raw Monday Night, Conan?
I saw their promo.
Liv went up and kissed Doc.
Right.
On the lips.
Thank you.
And Don's like, what the frick is going on? Like,
didn't he kind of help her in Saudi Arabia by mistake?
Right. But by mistake. But she's playing that case. So what I'm wondering, because, bro, it's like, yo, the three people fighting for the WWE title right now are all heels.
Right.
Okay, you got Priest, Drew, Gunther won the match to
right,
fight
King of
the
Priest. Ring, right.
The King of the Ring, right? So now they got three heels. I'm wondering if they might do a thing here where Dom fucks over Rhea, and that pisses off Priest. And because Dom's got so much heat, Priest just wants to go in. He wants to rip Dom's head off now for like screwing over like Rhea and like Dom. You know, and like that, those guys could very easily all of them turn babyface because Dom is a heat magnet. If Dom screws over Rhea, and I'm wondering if that's something that they could do to get Priest like babyface, bro. Because they don't have a lot of babyface now with Seth out. You know, Seth's still hurt, and Punk is still hurt. Now, going into SummerSlam, with this guy's question was, do you have any things to go abroad? I don't think they have any issues. You're going to have Logan versus LA Knight, which should be a good angle. You're going to have Punk is almost healthy, so you're going to have that angle, Drew and Punk, which is arguably their hottest angle they have right now. You know, so I'm just looking like thinking that they are like they're fine.
Since I have to book AAA. I'm just worried about angles for my company and how I can get my people over. Mm-hmm. So I don't really think of angles for WWE. I'm along for the ride. And because of the situation that Disco just, you know, painted for us, they have so much talent and so many things that they can do that I'm just interested. I'm along for the journey. They've done a great job to keep and pique my interest for the last 2 or 3 years.
Nexus from the Bear Down There. Hi, guys. Just wanted to personally reach out and thank Glenn for his ongoing support for the LGBTQIA plus community. We need more voices, and having one as prominent as DI is great for our cause. And that's from the Twink and Bear community of Sydney, Australia. Cody, do you like that the Twink and Bear community of Sydney, Australia is supporting my...
I would like to tell the Twink and Bear community that, fellas, he's single, just so you know.
All right. Let's suspend that guy, by the way, for just...
Wait a minute.
You try to insult me again.
So I saw this earlier, and we were talking about Dom before, and I usually don't, you know, pick on Fightful, but Kate from Fightful here says, Dom looked miserable to be smooched by Liv, and if the genders were reversed, a lot of people would be up in arms.
Oh, swings, for God's sake.
Swings both ways. Not great here. Do you want to see...
Can you put on their... I'm going to put it on their fake outrage. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Do you want to see this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She let him have it, too.
Yeah.
Her character's been great.
Yes, she did. For sure.
That's... I wonder what they're doing with Dom here. I wonder if they're testing him.
That's what's great about it. I love it. I don't know.
Because here's the thing.
And
he just
want to be surprised because I know it'll be good.
He just got married.
There's very weird dynamics here. Because, yes. You know, Rhea Ripley's dating Buddy Murphy. Dom just got married. But everybody suspended their disbelief for the online story. But I wonder if Dom is worried about having to do spots like that now that he's just got married and he's getting a heat from this girl.
No, I don't think so, because I know his wife. She's super cool.
Okay, that's cool. Dom needs to do what you can't hold back.
Which is good,
because like
some
that,
women
you
know? Aren't cool about shit like that.
Right. You got to do, like, if there's a spot where you guys have to do a romantic kiss with each other, you got to do a romantic kiss. Like, you got to tell your girls, like, hey, look, the script is calling me. Like, you know, right. We have to sell this as real. So, like, you just got to, that's the way you got to do shit like that. Like, when it's time for you to slap somebody in the face, you have to slap somebody in the face, or else it's going to... You ruin it if it looks like shit. You know,
bro, I've had guys tell me that they can't even go out with a Edekan, which is a ring girl, to the ring, just walking with him the ring. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, what a cuck. Huh?
Well, some of these guys maybe don't even smarten up these girls. In my time, I found two different distinct kind of people in this business. You know, the ones that date only people in the business, and the ones that date out of the business, and their girl doesn't even know really anything about the business. Mm-hmm. And they try to keep it that way,
right?
Which kind of like is weird, you know. At least let them smarten them up to, you know, how the shit works. You know, it's like, right, you know, it's like Jesus, right? Yeah, you know? Like Big Vito never smartened his data,
huh?
Big Vito never smartened his data.
How do you explain that?
A few other stories of like, you know, I, that's what I'm saying. I think that's why Vince did that angle with them. They put him in the dress because Vito didn't smarten his dad up. Because Vince would fuck with you like that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, but he turned it around.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom. This is what I wanted to tell you before. So some guy DM'd me this. Mm-hmm. So you said you saw the AEW match, the one with the Jack Perry, or just a clip?
No, I just saw the clips, yeah.
Okay, tell me if you remember hearing this. He says that the commentators spoiled it for everybody because they were saying, as a matter of fact, let me get it because I don't want to fuck it up.
All right. It was funny, too, because one of the Fightful guys put out like this tweet talking about all the steps they took for safety with like a green check mark next to it.
I saw that.
It was like very condescending. Like you know, hey, for all of you that think that's not, it's like, dude, it's like, yeah. I'd say, yo, we got to get like a legitimate journalist. Like I would want to know who of the building approved you guys. I'm doing the flamethrower spot. Like, was that approved? You know, like, I want to know some details like that.
Okay, bro, I can guarantee you there's no way they would have used a flamethrower in there if they didn't get some sort of fire permit. Right. Guaranteed. Now, let me tell you. So it says here, the guy's name is, I'll shout him out, Bone A-F-Y-D. He's from Louisville. He says, just a little nugget on the Double or Nothing pay-per-view. During the arena brawl and after Jack Perry drove the bus into the random pile of trash out back, when Jack Perry showed up after not being seen for a while, one of the guys in the announce team pointed out and said something along the lines like, there's Jack, he's back. Oh, what's that stuff all over him? It looks like a shine or slime. And even asked the others on the announce team, what is that stuff?
Yeah, because they don't know what's going on. There's no production meeting.
Right. Okay. He goes, you guys don't know what's going on in your script. I saw this and it ruined the fire spot. In my opinion, they should have never showed him prior to heading out. Announcers ruined the spot for TV viewers. Bro, that's a huge error right there.
Yeah. And it's an era by omission, because if you're not going to do production meetings, everybody's on the same page, and don't just say then like, you know, that it's just, I don't want to sound like I'm picking on it, but you know, I mean, I ain't picking on it. So
commenting on it, bro. Like, yeah. We always say, you're not hating, you're stating.
Next is from Justin Mouton Crowley from Louisiana. My three favorite TV shows of all time are Dexter, Sopranos, and The Wire. First, I'll talk about Sopranos. Any comments on the other two? Thanks for his friendly neighborhood mailman. I didn't watch Dexter, The Wire. Joe did.
He's gonna watch The Wire.
Yeah, I heard The Wire is great, yeah. But I don't. I just have a hard time starting something that is going to be very time consuming.
It is,
bro. This is worth it. This is up there with The Sopranos and Oz, yeah, and Breaking Bad. I mean,
well, Bill Simmons says The Wire is the best show of all time.
Let me tell you, bro. The script is great. The writing is great. The acting is great. The villains are great. The characters are great. The believability factor is high. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really good. Like Sopranos good.
Yeah. Well, it starts, the first season is basically the cops versus they're trying to, you know, get the drug dealers. And then the second season, it expands to the dock workers. And then the third season's this, you know what I mean? And by the end of the series, D.I., they've covered like almost all of Baltimore and why things are so fucked up. Like, it's really good.
Very, very well done. But, bro, the characters in the hood are not to be believed, bro. From Omar to Snoop, Marlo, just some great characters.
And with Dexter.
What a great show. But I would tell you to go back into our time vault, mm-hmm, and listen to us review the last 2 years and listen to me go ham on the last episode. Yeah. What a disappointment.
Yeah, watch Dexter up to like season 6 and then cut it off. But if you want to watch the new one that was Dexter New Blood that I don't think Conan did watch, it got a lot of heat, but I liked it a lot. It reminded me of the good old days of the show.
Bro, those last two years and the last episode turned me off so bad I didn't want to watch the reboot or whatever,
yep,
or the prequel or whatever the fuck it is.
So the next one's, I don't have the answer to the next question. What's up, K100? Why don't British European wrestlers typically wear knee pads? I have no idea. I'll tell you this much.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, I've noticed you? That. I would suggest it's probably not accurate. Maybe a couple of them don't wear knee pads, but you know. But I'll say this. When I used to do my thing, I'd go to the second rope and I'd do my shake, rattle, roll, and I'd dive off and give like the Bret Hart forearm to the throat. And I was laying on my knees, right? But I had knee pads on, okay? However, you know, you're coming off a thing and like you're landing and like you're going forward and you're landing on a surface and it kind of like shifts your knee a little bit. You know, it's not really the best thing for it. My knees were starting to get a little bit sore. So
the
I would
knees
like
were
to,
not
I just
made
stopped,
to right. be fucking landing from that so, height with your weight. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
But if we have any British bruvs, nothing, out there, the, you know, wrestlers, and that if this is a thing in Britain, maybe other British wrestlers didn't do it, and maybe the young generation did it. Or if it isn't a thing, let us know so we can suspend this guy for misinformation.
Okay, next up, Jared Avia. All right, so this finish is a long one. So just in response to Disco's slanderous news from last week, you said my takes are worse than Dunlop, whatever that means. Just to interject some facts here, I've posted maybe 100 questions to K100 over the years, and many of which can be easily heard online. Fans will see that you guys have agreed with most of my takes over the years. I'd say 85% to 90% of them, and there's evidence of it. But you are right. My takes are terrible. Like putting over Bel Air way back in 2019, putting over Canada James, Waller, and Tiffany Stratton around 2.5 years ago when Disco didn't know who they were, praising Drew's character right now, and criticizing Omos and Tony Stark's pushes a year ago saying they won't get over, which I was right about. Also, Disco, I wrote when Cody left AEW that he'd be coming back to WWE before he did. There's audio clips of you saying they make good points with the lift heel thing. This, wait a second. The good points is the lift heel thing? Joe, look, make a note, okay, because this is good. This is up. He's already said a lot of stuff here that is up for potential suspension for misinformation, okay?
Right.
This is out there to be heard. I think Gil Brunetti should apologize to me for defamation and slander by talking about me and Dunlop Tyrus. I may even... What's Brian... Why is he calling Dunlop Tyrus, Joe? T-Y-R-E-S.
I think he meant... Dunlop Tyrus. It's just a brand... It's a chain of tires.
Oh, there's he called Brian... He's making fun of Brian Dunlop by calling him Dunlop.
Yeah.
He spells tire... Bro, we spell tire T-I-R-E-S, not T-Y-R-E-S. I may even message Mr. New for some legal counsel. In reference to Strowman, yeah, I guess you were right. He's such a great performer that no company would ever release him, right? WWE would never release him once so over. Sure. The guy never fought Tyson Fury to react to tumbleweeds. My question was not to dispute that he's had a good return with a good reaction, but I specifically asked about how you guys would make it interesting as a character in the long term, because history shows he will cool off. Sure, he is over now after being away for a year, but this will this be the case in 3 to 6 months? Will there be an interesting promo or persona? He's doing the same stuff he was doing years ago when he was not over with the masses. He's just still beating up people and roaring. I just wonder how he would compare to more interesting characters on the show like Logan or LA Knight, who are great in their roles and have shown consistent stellar performances unlike Strowman. Thank you. Regards, Jared. All right, so let's suspend Jared for misinformation here. Because, bro, Braun Strowman has gone away. It's not because he wasn't over. He's gotten hurt, like repeatedly. Like, he hurt his neck. He hurt his ACL. This whole email is going to give him a suspension for a week, okay, because of the tone and the glaring potential misinformation that is under review, okay, and the misinformation on Braun Strowman, all right? Would you consider that Braun Strowman is not over Conan and not interesting?
We already told him he is over.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
And
I don't know.
And he's trying to compare him to other guys that do big, you know, great promos. He doesn't have to do a great promo to be over.
Right.
It's just they were doing cool shit with him before they cooled him off, not Strowman. But Strowman cooled himself off when he was doing like, I think he made fun of people online, like, oh, too bad you don't have a
job. Yeah, he's a
wait. Okay, let's time out.
So he got heat for that, huh?
So Joe, you posted a poll.
Yeah.
Well, do you see this poll here?
No.
You suggested and requested it last week. Who has the worst pro wrestling takes? Yeah.
And look, guess who Jared Ava versus Brian Dunn. Look at the score was.
Just barely.
Jared Ava barely. By 50.9% to 49.1%.
I like the first two comments. I wish I could have voted for both. And I think I answered him. You can. And then I put, can Disco be on that list? And I put, he is.
That's interesting. I think Jared Ava is upset that people that would we put it out there for everybody to, you know, and Jared Ava, the fans have
spoken. They took him off TV when he was really hot because I think that shit and he was doing stupid shit like, you know, putting nipple rings and shit. They're watching all your social media activity for you not to be doing stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? And so he got heat and they got rid of him and they brought him back, you know, and he's still super over.
That poll got 781 votes. That's just funny to me. You know, like people actually stopped and went, let me think.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
How's it, players? It's your homeboy from Frisco with this Joey Pig. Well, he didn't put his name out here. How's it, players?
It's Beto Garcia.
Oh, Beto Garcia. Okay. With this influx of PAMEGs, P-A-M-E-G-S, and that's fat-ass Middle Eastern girls, do you three believe that America is where these curvy women who've been suppressed and very covered up at home but fully let their inner freak out? On IG, check out. He gives us some accounts to check out on IG. I don't look for Middle Eastern fat-ass girls content, all right? So that's another stupid question.
You know what's kind of funny? How tastes have changed, because when I was growing up, all white boys loved the very thin, no ass and fake tits. And that was like for a long time. And I was like, bro, you got to check out the Latina. They got all that ass and they're thick. And now you see like a lot of white guys, they like thick girls. It's just funny to me how that changed.
To Disco, what hotels do you recommend staying and what places do you recommend going to in Vegas? That's from Martin.
This guy put
Tipperary from Ireland.
I put American Cake Girl on the screen for you here.
Oh, for God's sakes. Are you serious?
This is one of the ones that Beto recommended. Oh, look at that.
He's recommending that?
That looks photoshopped.
Yeah, suspend him for a month or a week.
That's tremendous.
2 weeks suspension. What hotels? I recommend Resorts World. And what place do you recommend going? Go to the Sphere and catch a show there. It's crazy. You know, that's the place you got to go. And check out a comedy show. The comedians are pretty funny in town. Next one's from Matthew from DSM. Hello, guys. Disco, you talked about Broad Breaker throwing rocks at you as a kid. Will you challenge him or Cody first to finish your story? Thanks. It's not a bad question. I think maybe me and Bron Breaker need to finish our story. Because he threw rocks at me when I went over there. Me and Rick Steiner were going to go drive to a show in North Carolina. And I went and brought through rocks.
So that's been a feud in the making for a couple years now, right?
Oh, many years. So it's 20 years old.
I like that.
18 years. Yeah,
that needs to be finished. Finish Cody first.
Actually, you know what? That we could actually do a four-way now that I think about it. Because Bron Breaker grew up in Kennesaw, Georgia, which is right next to this base in Marietta.
Right.
Like the suburb that they all connect, like the suburbs. Kennesaw is the next thing. We could do me, Bagwell. Well, who would you pick?
You got heat with Bagwell?
No, but we're all from Marietta. Who's the king of Marietta?
Oh, me, Bagwell. Or Cody.
Yeah, me, Cody, Bron Breaker, or a Bagwell.
I'd say Bron Breaker.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Next is from SoFly B. Moore. Big fan of you guys, even Joe. Do you think Dominic Mysterio should put on more muscle mass? Do you think he should keep the same frame to play the cowardly heel better? I know he's still very young. Just think about his run down the road. Thanks to that, fellas, softly from Baltimore. But when his injury gets over, he's definitely going to have to work out again because I'm sure he's probably losing some size with a hurt shoulder. So, you know, he's losing upper body mass. But, yeah, he can put it back on. But he was working out and putting on more size. I mean, we worked out regularly now. So I was like, yeah.
Yeah. But obviously, it hasn't affected him any, you know.
This is from Matt Miller. When AEW started 5 years ago, Kenny Omega really wasn't getting over. To ask you guys why. Your answer was that doing weekly TV is a lot different than doing a huge match every few weeks or month in Japan. You have to do promos, vignettes, etc., not just high spot matches. My question is, do you think the same concept would apply to Will Ospreay and Okada? Neither guy has really moved the needle for AEW. Thanks, guys. That's from Matt Miller from Ennsburg, Pennsylvania. But yeah, that hasn't changed. That philosophy has never changed. You guys got to be able to cut promos if you're going to make people interested in you. And a lot of these guys are just, you know, Ospreay's promos, he speaks well, but he doesn't really say much. You know, I want to beat you. I beat you. You know, I wrestled you 4 years ago and seven. Like when he called out the guy from Shibata for a match he had 7 years ago. Like who gives a rat's ass? I don't care if the promo was good. But like that type of verbiage, like I'm not interested in that. You know what I'm saying? So
he can cut a good promo because I've heard him, but lately he hasn't. You're right. And but the problem with Okada and him, because they're stars, bro, but they're not booked correctly. They're just booked to have good matches. That's not enough.
Right.
You know, you have to have an emotional investment. You know, even like when he was bleeding, I thought he didn't do it right. I thought the second time when they recorded him close up, that was better. But he should have gotten up. He should have, you know, shown the blood dripping down his face, trying to hold on to a rope and maybe staggering, you know, sell it. If you're going to do it, sell it, you know. But Okada's a star to me, and so is Ospreay, but they're not booked right.
Like, let me give you a perfect example of guys today versus, like, the tools of the guys that we had growing up. I still say
WrestleMania 13, Austin versus Bret is still the best wrestling match I've ever seen. Okay, and the reason it's the best wrestling match I've ever seen is because it looked like a good fight. They didn't do a whole hell of a lot of stuff, but the concept was when the match started, you had like, you know, a guy kind of emerging as a babyface, but he was still a heel against another babyface, and you did a double turn in the match, which is difficult. Ask anybody, and the way Austin sold at the end where he's bleeding, he knew the camera was right in front of him, he's showing agony with the blood running down his face, and he passes out. Bro, I would not have a lot of confidence in a lot of wrestlers if you gave them that exact same spot to produce like a five-star level finish like the type of match that they did with the selling and everything. It just took like guys these days don't really dig into selling as much as an art as important as it should be. Like they just kind of like take a devastating move. Yeah, they take a devastating move and they lie there like they're dead unconscious and the guy picks them up and
what's funny is all the older guys do and you think they learn from them.
Right.
All the older guys know that the more you sell, the more sympathy.
Right. And the problem with the generation today is the
they want to get right back up and do something else.
Because you've have a more moves to the match.
Right.
So you don't have time for the selling. You know what I'm saying? So which is Joe. So that show that did 672,000 people a couple weeks ago, right? I saw Dave's star ratings for the matches on that show. Okay. Bro, every match on that Dynamite, Dave had rated 4 stars or higher.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Like, the show did, like, people were turning. And if you look at the show, like, the chart of the show just goes like, it's like a downward slope. You know what I'm saying? So I was wondering, like, dude, you really thought the wrestling was that good? Because, like, the numbers don't add up to your rating of the matches. Because if these matches were all 4-star matches, why were people turning off the show and in large numbers while the matches were going on?
When was this?
It was 2 weeks ago. The 672,000. He rated that match where Eddie Kingston broke his leg like 4.25 stars. And just some of the highlights I saw from it, they looked like two indie guys that don't know how to sell and stuff. It was ridiculous looking. So I don't know. What is it? Dave thinks the wrestling today is way better than it is, and that theory is kind of like infected the audience, and they think that this wrestling is really good. But like people don't give a rat's ass if about really great wrestling or supposedly.
Well, there is a niche crowd that does.
It is a niche crowd, okay. And like, but the thing is, all they care about is did the guys get any interest in the match, and was the match decent?
There's a realization that I've come to: the niche is big enough that there's 5 hours on TV. They sell a ton of merchandise. They just how did they do in Las Vegas? Did they do a good crowd or no?
There were 4,000 less from the when they did it last year.
Okay, that's not
like,
good.
No, right. They're like 8,000 people, but it's like holds like there's, you know, it's built from 12 to 13. So.
You know, and they got 5 hours on TV, and you know, they're still on TV, bro. They got a big TV deal. So, I mean, there's enough people to support that type of wrestling.
Yeah, I was trying to see on WrestleNomics if he had the ticket info for the pay-per-view, but he doesn't. But what he does have...
Well, go to WrestleTix.
Okay, I'll get that. Here. Yeah. There. He's got the latest on AEW's media rights. You want to hear it now or just save it for something else?
Go ahead and read that.
This is from a report from Puck's Matt Baloney. Okay. I'm told the exclusive window closes in July and AEW leader Tony Khan is said to be disappointed with the offer currently on the table. Khan also surely knows that Zaz losing the NBA would give AEW more leverage, even though the money to re-up AEW is a mere drop in the NBA bucket. The window closes without a deal. Others can swoop in for those rights as Comcast has owned the NBA, which is extra awkward because WBD is said to own a stake in the league. I'm not sure how alluring AEW would be to another platform, especially since only non-WWE partners could bid, but the wrestling shows still do okay on the Turner networks. Its reliable programming and a rival suitor could further push Zaslav in the hot water and his cable carriage deal.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull an Ohtani rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. ArenaClub.com and the Slab Pack. This is an interesting site to check out if you're into card collecting or that kind of hobby. I've never seen this done before where you could buy a pack of sports cards, you know, baseball, basketball, football, whatever you want, and you're going to know and you're going to see by percentages what kind of cards you're going to get, who you're going to get, and more. My first slab pack, I wanted to grab a baseball one, and I actually wound up with this sweet Dave Winfield autograph. I got a valuable 2019 Juan Soto card. It also included this really awesome Jim Thome card. It was kind of like a drawing, a painting of Jim, and on the back was all his pertinent stats, a little story of his career, so that was really cool. I hadn't collected cards in many years, but when I heard about Arena Club and heard about the slab pack, I had to go check it out. And these Arena Club slab packs are revolutionizing the repack game by introducing transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading or selling, and they'll be officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and an explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. And right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. Crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. And that's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase. If you're a collector, if you're interested in starting up collecting, there's nowhere better to go than arenaclub.com. Add on that 10%. You'll get a sweet discount, and you'll be supporting K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
And you sent me a report, or another report that somebody had said where Tony was not happy with the offer.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I doubt Tony would be happy with the offer because he's been on the parade that they're going to get a significant rights deal. Bro, 1 year ago, when everybody started talking about whether the new rights deal coming up, he was obviously in a way better position for negotiation than he is now. If he actually thinks that just because the Turner and Warner Brothers losing the NBA is going to increase like his resume, it's not if your resume stinks right now. And that's what the negotiators will be pointing to. Bro, I said, now, I don't know. And that's another thing, too. There's another negotiator thing that would kind of like, you know, everybody kind of brushed aside that this really didn't what was like that this news hasn't even been brought back up, and it was like a blip on the screen. From DAZN canceled AEW off their pay-per-view network for underperforming. Huh. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's not good. Nobody's talking about that anymore. But you have that on top of Warner Brothers now, and they're looking like, you know, we paid these guys this amount of money 5 years ago, and now they're drawing like 40% less people than they were 5 years ago. They want a rights increase? Well, what position are you negotiating from if you're AEW? You don't really have anything to like negotiate with. Oh, what do you got?
AEW's back on DAZN. They signed for the next two pay-per-views to be on there.
Interesting. Next two or just the next two?
As for the they've signed for the next two. So maybe it's, you know, maybe they're feeling each other out.
Was that the last two or they're not renewing it or just, you know?
This was announced on the 23rd and they did, Double or Nothing was available and now Forbidden Door will be available too on DAZN. Okay.
All right. But what about after that?
Yeah, they did. You were right, though. They did cancel for underperforming numbers, but they didn't renew at that time, you know.
But have they renewed it for another year?
No, they renewed it for two shows.
Here, my question is, are these the last two shows? Did they just announce a couple shows ago that they're not renewing it, and these are the last two shows?
Steven Muehlhausen, he reported that actually they had a three-year deal that could have dropped after the first year, and they exercised it. So they ended the deal, but now they just picked them up for two shows, or the next one now.
Yeah.
All right.
And WrestleTix, it says tickets distributed to the pay-per-view 7,500. But then I'm seeing reports in the comments that say there's been people were going to the box office to grab tickets and they were told the show was sold out.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.